Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the memorial of St. John of the Cross, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Kane. Sister Barbara lives in Great Bend, Kansas, and the title of her preaching today is, How Do You Experience God?
A reading from Sirach. In those days, like a fire, there appeared the prophet Elijah, whose words were a flaming furnace. Their staff of bread he shattered. In his zeal, he reduced them to straits. By the Lord's words, he shut up the heavens and three times brought down fire. How awesome are you, Elijah, in your wondrous deeds! Whose glory is equal to yours? You were taken aloft in a whirlwind of fire, in a chariot with fiery horses. You were destined, it is written, in times to come, to put an end to wrath before the day of the Lord, to turn back the hearts of fathers towards their sons, and to reestablish the tribes of Jacob. Blessed is the one who shall have seen you and who falls asleep in your friendship. I recently sat with one of our sisters who was dying. As I watched, my thoughts drifted to the end times, whether our own personal end or with the end. How will we experience God at that time? Will we fall asleep in God's friendship? Perhaps more importantly, how do we experience God now, during our lives, day after day? Elijah can give us some indication of where God might be found. God was with Elijah when he battled the priests of Baal and later escaped Jezebel. Elijah was confident of God's love. In his interaction with the starving widow, he demands her last bit of oil and flour be made into a cake for him, believing that God would provide more. And God did. Elijah found God in a tiny whispering sound, the sound of sheer silence. For me on that day, the sound of a good and holy woman breathing her last. Elijah and Jesus had similar experiences. They were rejected. They could perform miracles. They experienced God on a mountaintop. Well, how are we like Elijah and Jesus? Have we been rejected because we spoke God's truth? Have we performed miracles in our care for others, especially the marginalized? Have we experienced God in others, in creation, in ourselves, the way Elijah and Jesus did? Do we experience God in our personal battles, when we're desperate, or when we're afraid and alone? We believe that our physical death leads to immortality and union with God. But throughout our lives, we constantly have the opportunity to experience God. So during this Advent, let us be more awake and watchful to meeting God each day, so that when our end day comes, we will fall asleep in God's friendship.